All right. Do you think you're ever going to want to do gingerbread again?
It might take me some time to get over the gingerbread, but yeah, you go home smelling really good every night, so it's not bad at all. It's just it's a lot of gingerbread at one time, but I still have my love for gingerbread. I still find myself eating a few pieces from time to time.
And where did y'all get your recipes from?
We just came up with them. We started last year and kind of we've just been working and modifying and finding out new stuff as far as humidity wise. You learn a lot when there's times of no humidity versus times when there is a lot of humidity in air. So just with any other bakers in town, the humidity fix a lot of things in baking. So you just kind of learn as you go and try to modify it.
So are you making more of the very hard gingerbread or some of the soft gingerbread?
No, it's hard as could be. It's like knocking on wood right now. We did that just to keep the moisture down. If you add more butter into it, the softer it gets, the moisture starts affecting it more.
Ah,
yeah.
Is it a secret recipe?
It's not necessarily secret. It's just a recipe that I came up with, and over time we kind of modified to fit the need of the gingerbread house. So for this recipe, it makes five full sheet pans. One batch is five full sheet pans with just a little bit left over, and then when you make your next batch, if you combine the leftovers, it makes another extra one.
And are these little people or full sheets in a sheet pan?
This is a full sheet, and we take it and we cut it in half, and that gets us what we call a ginger brick.
Okay.
yeah, so that's one full sheet pan cut in half will give you two ginger bricks. And so for the five full sheet pans, it's a quarter pound of butter. It's 6.5 pounds of brown sugar, 16 eggs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a lot of eggs, 16 pounds of flour, and then you have 2.5 ounces of ginger. 1 ounce of, actually 2 ounces of cinnamon. Okay, and then you have 1 quarter molasses and 1 quarter water, and we mix that all up, and it, and then we cut into, for the full size sheet pan, we cut into a 5.5 pound ball. It's kind of just like you would do with pizza dough. If you go to Double Days or something, they have those dough balls. We did that exact same thing. So we make it, cut into a dough ball with the 5.5 pounds, and then we pass it on to the volunteers, and they get to rolling it out. So the total gingerbread for this house was 11,000 pounds of gingerbread.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a lot of gingerbread. It's edible, but there's a lot more things that I would put into it if I was making gingerbread cookies for somebody.
I see.
So, but if you wanted to make a house, this would be... And the reason why we add the butter into it, because it helps roll the dough out a little bit. After you rolled the 20th pan, you kind of get a little tired.
Mm.
So we added a little bit of butter just to help with that. We are making about 500 gingerbread cookies with that recipe, and we sweetened it up just a little bit. And so you can actually, when you come by, you can actually come and purchase a gingerbread cookie that was the same recipe of the house.
Now that's fun.
Yeah, so that's cool. We just had our volunteers knock that out yesterday, so... they'll be icing them today, hopefully, and we'll be ready to pass them out for sale.